We're going to pause for just a little bit before we come to the table and kind of finish off our time together, about 10 minutes, I think. And we're in a really nice, subdued, peaceful kind of thing. You know what? We moved yesterday or 2 days ago, like moved houses, which was really fun. Yeah. What's the? Ah, thank you. I mean, yeah. You guys are like waiting. That was such an old dump that we were like, now we're not. No, just kidding. But I was chatting with one of my friends who was helping us move, sitting down with our feet in the little pool, kind of cooling off afterwards. And he was talking about the Red River. Red River, aptly named, because it's pretty muddy. Anyone ever stuck their head in the Red River and tried to see anywhere? You can't, right? Like, the divers that go down there, they have to feel, right? That's true except in the wintertime. If you cut a hole in the ice in the winter, the river it doesn't stop flowing, but it really slows down. And in the stillness of the winter, and it's frozen over, right? You cut a hole in the ice, you get down there. You can see for up to 10 meters. Can you believe that? Yeah. It stops. It just slows down enough. The sediment settles to the bottom, and it's clear. It might even be so clear that you might think you could drink it. But the divers go down there, and they can practice their, you know, like the RCMP or the police diver units and all that. Thank you. And they actually can do archaeological digs. It's so clear underwater. They can do underwater archaeological digs. Isn't that amazing? Be still and know that I am God. Stillness can bring clarity. Okay? That's part of what the peace of God that's here today can do for us. Be able to see clearer. See His presence and activity in our lives. And so I want to lead us in a little prayer exercise. It's an exercise of awareness. I want to invite everyone here to participate. And it's for kids too. I mean, if your kids are too young for that, that's fine. We can pray that they'll experience and see God in their own ways. But so often, we kind of wonder where God is. But God is always present. It's just our awareness of His presence might be the thing that we need to tweak. Right? He's always active, always present, always doing something with us. Amen? And so this time is a time to just kind of pause a little bit. Let the sediment of our lives that are fast flowing, and you know, they whip up some effluent, some sediment in our lives, and this time is a time to just kind of let it still a little bit. And so gonna lead us into this little prayer. But I also want to read Psalm 139 for you, just a few parts of it. Where can I go from your spirit? Where could I run and hide from your face? If I go up to the heavens, you're there. If I go down to the realm of the dead, you're there too. If I fly with wings into the shining dawn, you're there. If I fly into the radiant sunset, you're there waiting. So He's always there. It's just a matter of our awareness. And so I'm going to lead us for about 8 to 10 minutes or so in a prayer of review. And we're going to look back over, if your memory's bad, just start from this morning, like when you first woke up, or the last 24 hours, but not much longer than that. And we're going to be calm. We're going to still down like the Red River. And we're just going to look for signs of God's presence with us, okay? We're going to tune in to His presence. And we're going to become more aware of the ways that God has been present to you and times where the Holy Spirit has been drawing you to life over these last hours or 24 hours or so. Okay? And people that use this prayer, they call it an examine, but it's really just a prayer of awareness. Often people that do this pretty regularly often find themselves becoming more aware of God's presence just in their normal everyday life. So let's stop. You can close your eyes. That's not a bad thing to do. You don't have to. Everything I say, you don't have to do. Like, if you don't want to, no problem. It's all invitation, right? But let's just take a moment, just kind of take some time, there's just going to be a lot of stillness here, and that's okay. Just start breathing. Like, breathe in really deep, breathe out. The kids in school know the value of this. Sometimes us adults don't get it as much. Relax. Remind yourself that God is with you. I'm going to give you suggestions on what to pray. I'm not going to pray for you. You're going to do the talking for yourself. Just in your mind or under your breath, whatever you'd like. Remind yourself, God is with you. And as we begin to pray, ask for God to be with you and to guide your thoughts, your feelings, your reactions, so that you can see God's presence. Just ask for Him. Ask for help to be able to see His presence. So, what's the best thing that's happened to you today? What was happening at that point? Where were you? Remember that moment. Go back to it. Who were you with? Smell it. Taste it. Hear it. Whatever that moment was, thank God for it. Take some time to thank Him for it. Let that gratitude kind of spread throughout the rest of your day. What else has been going on? What have you done? Where have you gone? What mood were you in? So let your memory drift over the rest of the day. And as you do so, just become aware of how you were feeling at the different times. Just name those feelings. You can look for those times that seem to kind of glimmer with life. Moments of God's presence just becoming real to you. Thank Him for those times. Did anything make you sad in this last time period?
Has there been anything difficult? Notice those times too. Ask God for His light to be shone on those times as well. How was He with you in those times? Maybe you did something that you need to ask forgiveness for. Maybe there was something you didn't do quite right, and you need to speak to God about that. Go ahead and do that. As you do that, know that He forgives you. In fact, He even forgave you before you even asked for it. And as you shift your focus now, looking forward to the rest of the day, is there anything you want to ask God for? Anything that you're looking forward to or worried about? Anything that you need from Him? Just talk to Him. Talk to Him about those things. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for your kindness and your presence with us. I pray that the settling and the stillness and the awareness that has occurred here, that we would, each of us, go into the rest of our days, the rest of this day, the hours and the minutes, that we would pray without ceasing, being aware of You with us. Where could we go from Your Spirit? Where could we run and hide from Your face? If we were to go up to heaven, You're there. If we were to even go down to the realm of the dead, You're there too. If we fly with wings into the shining dawn, You're there. If we fly into the radiant sunset, You're there waiting. Thank You. I'm going to invite you, over the course of these next few songs, to just continue to rest in His presence and pray, talk to Him, be with Him, however you want. And you can come up and celebrate the Lord's Supper in that attitude and presence. Don't drink from this one, because I just drank from it. I have this really sore throat. Oh! Hey, that's not too bad, eh? Thank you. Pardon me. But do come to the Lord's table. It's an open table. And He is here, and He's waiting to meet us in this sacred moment too, despite the sniffles and the spills. But life is full of sniffles and spills, and He meets us in that. And so come to the table.